This ancient and sacred Kadamba tree, situated on the banks of the holy river Jamuna, is a very sacred place of Lord Krishna's pastimes. During the Ras Lila of Vrindavan, on one occasion, Sri Krishna and gopis were bathing in Jamuna, and Krishna stole gopis' clothes and brought them on top of this tree. And it is a very beautiful story. In commemoration of this, there's a murti of Krishna with gopis' clothes on this tree. And our false ego and all of our material attachments are like a set of clothes that are covering the pure soul. We must surrender the false ego. I mean, we must surrender all of our material attachments and stand with the soul naked before Lord Krishna. So since long time, the Brijavasis and pilgrims have a custom where they hang a set of clothes from the branches of this tree, representing the relinquishing of all the gross and subtle coverings of their material egoistic attachments, and praying that we can become pure unalloyed servants of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. This is called Chirghat. Also, after Lord Krishna killed the Keshi demon, he came to this place to rest on the bank of Jamuna. Also, it is said that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would live at Akrura Ghat. He would chant and meditate on Krishna at Imli Tal, and he would often rest here at Chirghat. And just on the bank of the river, over there, during the year I lived in Vrindavan, almost every night I slept on the bank of the Jamuna just there. Because we didn't have sleeping bags or blankets. We just slept right on the earth. It was such an opulence. Looking down at Jamuna at night, the moon and the stars reflecting off her ambrosial waters. And in the morning, rising to the bells of the Radharaman temple and taking bath in Jamuna. I remember, after months and months of sleeping there, one night I was sleeping and I had a dream. It was actually a nightmare. In my dream, I was living in my house in America. And all family members were complaining about so many things. And people were watching the televisions. And there was nice beds and furnitures. And I was thinking, what a terrible mistake I made. I left Vrindavan. I left the banks of Chirghat to come to this horrible place. And I remember in the dream I was weeping and crying. My heart was just broken with guilt and regret that why did I leave Vrindavan? Why did I leave the banks of the Jamuna to come here? I was crying and crying. It seemed like hours. And then I woke up and I was still crying. And I was thinking, why have I left Vrindavan? And I looked around. It was the middle of the night. And there I saw the Jamuna. And there I saw the Kadamba tree. And I realized that I was in Vrindavan. That dream was a very special benediction upon me to get a deeper appreciation of the mercy of Krishna that we were receiving. Because sometimes we don't really appreciate the value of what we have until we lose it. Or sometimes in a dream we lose it, but then when we awaken we can better appreciate. Another lesson that I learned from this is the whole world, with all of the facilities, all of the relationships, everything, it is all a dream. We've been in this nightmare for millions of births. And when we wake up, we'll find ourselves on the banks of the holy river Jamuna, near the Kadamba tree, chanting the holy names of Krishna. Thank you very much.
There's also another Tirgat. There's a story that Maharaj just told you, you probably never heard before. You all remember the story from Srimad Bhagavatam, or Krishna book. The gopis worshipping Katayani. In fact, that starts right after Kartik. It's a very cold month to bathe in the Jamuna, but that's what the gopis were, just eating this khichdi without any salt and worshipping Katayani Devi and taking bath in the Jamuna. That place is about maybe 6 more kilometers upstream. And there you can see a very amazing Kadamba tree. When you see that Kadamba tree at the Tirgat, where you know the gopis, for 1 month they worshipped goddess Katayani so they could get Krishna as their husband. And he came and stole all their clothes and hung them in the tree. That Kadamba tree, somehow all the leaves just hang down, just like clothes in the tree. It's the most, I've never seen any Kadamba like it. The leaves just, I mean, this one doesn't have it. That one, all the leaves just hang down, just like clothes in a tree. It's very, very special. It's way up the Jamuna. There's Katayani Devi Mandir is there. A little further up is Tapovan, where the gopis were performing their tapasya. And then there's that beautiful Kadamba tree there. So now we've come to the bank of the Jamuna. Of course, Jamuna originally starts in the spiritual world and comes down here. She has many different stories. But one appearance of Jamuna is that there was one fellow we might have heard of, Vishwakarma, who was very expert in construction. So he had a very, very beautiful daughter named Sangha. And he was also a great devotee of the sun god, so he arranged his daughter in marriage with Bibaswan. Which is appropriate. Sangha, you know, means awareness. So the sun is shining, we're aware of everything around us. When it's dark, we can't see anything. So naturally, the wife of the sun will be Sangha. The wife of the sun will be awareness. So what happened was that when he approached her, she shut her eyes because he was very bright. So he became very angry. He said, because you shut your eyes like that when I approached you, therefore you will get a son who will make everyone shut their eyes and everyone will be afraid of your son. Of course, then she fell down on the feet of her husband. She was very expert how to pacify him. He became angry, so she was massaging his feet. Oh, Swami, please forgive me. What can I do? You're so bright. I couldn't help it. So naturally, when she's falling on his feet, you know, the ladies are very expert. Then he was feeling, well, anyway, I've already spoken the curse. There's nothing I can do. The only thing I can do is I can change it. You will get a daughter who will free everyone from the fear of your son. You'll get twins. So she gave birth to Yum and Yummy. Yum Yamaraj and Yummy Yamuna. So Yamaraj and Yamuna, they're brother and sister. Therefore, Jamuna's another name is Suryaputri. She's daughter of the sun god, Suryaputri. Or Bhanu Nandini. Just like we have our Bhanu Swami. Bhanu means sun. Bhanu Nandini. Of course, on this planet, she comes down on the top of Kalinda Mountain. Therefore, she became known as? Or Kalinda Nandini. Or even more sweet, Kalinda Giri Nandini. Kalinda Giri Nandini. Her waters are blackish, therefore her name is Krishna. She's very dear to Krishna, therefore she's Krishna Priya. She has so many wonderful names. Rupa Goswami, he's given a very amazing name. In his Jamunastak, he calls her Arabinda Bandhu Nandini. So you know Arabind. Arabind means lotus. Arabinda Bandhu. Now Bandhu, you know, just like Deen Bandhu. Just like English, we have bond, you know. When there's some relation, there's a bond, you know. So Bandhu, like bond, Bandhu. Means friend. Friend or relation. So Arabinda, who? Arabinda Bandhu. So who's, first of all, who's the friend of the lotus flowers? You all know. You were here last time. Because when moon will come, every lotus will close his face. But as soon as sun will come, every lotus opens his face in a big, big smile. The sun, he's the friend of all the lotus flowers. So Arabinda Bandhu Nandini. It's like my daughter, who I got married this year in March. Her name was Gopal Nandini. Nandini means daughter. Arabinda Bandhu Nandini. She's the daughter of the friend of all the lotus flowers, Suryaputri Jamuna. So I'll just sing one verse from this Jamunastic. Ramyatira ramba mana gokaramba bhushita divyaganda bhakadamba pusparaja rushita nanda sono bhakta sangam sangam abhinandani mam punattu sarvadara binda bandhu nandani. He says ramyatira ramba mana gokaramba bhushita. On the Ramani, the very lovely banks, Ramya Tira, Tira we know, Jamuna Tira, very lovely banks of the Jamuna. What is there? Go Kadamba. We just heard about this Kadamba tree and the Kadamba flowers, not one flower, it's a group of flowers. So in Sanskrit, Kadamba actually means group. So now what does he say? Go Kadamba. Which group? Group of cows. And what are those cows doing? Rambamana. You know Rambamana? This is how the cows are wandering along the Jamuna. It says Ramyatira Rambamana Gokadamba Bhushita. Now Bhushita comes from abhushan, ornaments. Just like all the ladies, they're very much anxious to get all kinds of abhushan, all kinds of ornaments. So Jamuna, she's also a lady. But what is her ornaments? Little groups of little white cows are wandering along her banks and going, mmm. That is her avushan. Then it says, Divya Ganda Bhakadamba Puspa Raja Rushita. Now again, Kadamba word has come, but now it means this Kadamba tree. That, and two meanings Rupa Goswami has kept. One is that the banks are covered with Kadamba trees. Other is that Kadamba trees are covered with Kadamba flowers. And the Divya Ganda, this divine fragrance, is flowing everywhere. Now he says, Nanda Suno Bhakta Sangam Sangam Abhinandani. That early in the morning, all the devotees of the son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Suno, he doesn't say Krishna. There may be so many Krishnas. Just like when you go to the hotel, you know, you have to write that I am Gulab Chand Agarwal, son of Gopi Chand Agarwal. Because so many Gulab Chand Agarwals maybe. We want the one who's Gopi Chand Agarwal's son. So he wants to make sure which Krishna. He says, Nanda Suno Bhakta Sang. Those devotees who are the devotees of the son of Nanda Maharaj. Those devotees, they've come, some from that side, some from this side, some from that. They've all come in the morning to take their bath. So Sangam to all of them, Abhinandani. Jamuna is giving them welcome. Mam punatu sarvadara binda bandhu nandini. May that Jamuna always continue to purify me, who's the daughter of the friend of all the lotus flowers. So now we can proceed to the Jamuna.